Welcome to Lunchtime Classics on Classical 90.5, broadcasting live from our performance studio in downtown Louisville. Now, here's your host, Daniel Gillum.
Well, good afternoon. I am not Daniel Gillum, however. Daniel's out of town. I'm Carol Larson, delighted to be here with you today to host the Lunchtime Classics. We have a wonderful program today, featuring the New Millennium Duo. And this duo was actually founded in 2000, and they represent a collaborative effort. It's double bassist Robert Dox and pianist Grace Baugh Bennett. Their effort is to explore and expand the available literature for double bass and piano. All of the composers today actually were double bass players, so that makes a difference in how they compose for an instrument. If you know an instrument, you have a little more insight in how to compose for it. And we're going to jump right into the program. It's a wonderful program. By the way, both of these musicians, Bob and Grace, are both in the Louisville Orchestra, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But here's the first piece. It's by a Danish composer, Ludwig Hegner, born in 1851, and it's called Fantasie über ein Lied von Franz Abt. Translation, a fantasy on a song of Franz Abt. And the song is called When the Swallows Homeward Fly. Here is Robert Dox and Grace Baugh Bennett on Classical 90.5.
Thank you.
And that was the Millennium Duo, Robert Dock, double bass, and Grace Ball Bennett, piano, performing a fantasy on the song When the Swallows Homeward Fly by the Danish composer Ludwig Hegner. And I want to welcome the new Millennium Duo. Thanks for being here, Robert and Grace. And we're going to talk to them a little bit later, but we have some wonderful music to continue with. And as I mentioned earlier, all of the composers on today's program themselves were double bassists, so you'll hear some wonderful writing for this great instrument. And we go now to the music of Giovanni Bottesini. They're going to do two pieces. The first one is an introduction and gavotte. And then after that, the variations on a song that I've sung many times, called Nel cuore più non mi sento. And the variations on that should be quite lovely. Grace did mention to me I should recognize the song, right, Grace? Okay. So here is the Millennium Duo, Robert Dock's double bassist with pianist Grace Ball Bennett.
Thank you.
That was two pieces by Giovanni Bottesini, Italian composer born in 1821. The first one was the introduction and gavotte, and then the variations on the song Nel cuore più non mi sento. Well, I'm going to ask the Millennium Duo to come to the microphone. We'll talk a little bit about the Millennium Duo. Founded in 2000, the new Millennium Duo represents a collaborative effort by double bassist Robert Dox and pianist Grace Ball Bennett. And actually, the effort is to explore and expand the available literature for double bass and piano. And so I'm just going to ask, where did you begin this this venture? Did you go online? Did you, how did you, come on over.
Well, we started doing some research basically up at the music library at IU in Bloomington.
Uh-huh.
And there's quite an extensive collection of works there, mostly because Professor Grodner, who wrote a comprehensive catalog of all the double bass literature,
oh, wow,
including
okay.
Chamber music, too. There's quite, it looks like a telephone book.
Oh my goodness, that's wonderful!
So it's
so you've got many more recitals to do then.
we've got a stuff about
yeah.
a stack of stuff about 3 feet high to go through.
That's fantastic.
We keep finding things all over the place.
That is fantastic. Well, and I don't often hear a double bass recital, so this is really exciting for me. This instrument is very large. It's bigger than I am big. Tell us about the history of your instrument here.
This instrument was made by a man named Gio Bizzi. B-I-Z-Z-I.
Italian?
Yes. In Modena, Italy, in 1946.
Oh.
And this is one of three basses he made. This is the oldest one of the three. This one used to belong to my former teacher.
Oh, that's
who
fantastic.
Who played assistant principal in the Cleveland Orchestra.
Okay.
He passed away about 20 years ago now.
Oh, so you've had this for a while?
I've had this for about 15 years, yes.
It's a gorgeous, I mean, for those of you who are listening, but those of you who are in the audience, you can see it's a beautiful instrument. Yep. Just gorgeous.
He bought it because he was tired of, he had a Storione.
Okay.
Storione was late 1600s, I believe.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it was always never a matter of whether the Storione was broke. It was always what was broke every time he took it out of the case.
Oh, no.
So he wanted something that he could play in the orchestra and not have any trouble with.
Yeah.
And he found this bass. And this instrument has probably been around the world several times in the trunk with the Cleveland Orchestra. So
it's amazing. It really is amazing.
I'm very fortunate to have it. It kind of fell into my lap. And so
that's wonderful. A little bit about the differences, but like we said, all of the composers today, they were double bassists. So when you play an instrument, you really write a little bit differently for it, don't you? I mean, they know the idiosyncrasies of the instrument, but I'm seeing you jumping all over this instrument.
Yeah, well, Bottesini himself was referred to by the critics at the time as the Paganini of the double bass.
Is that
yes.
right? The Paganini of the double bass.
He was quite a very interesting man. And among his many credits, he was quite a composer, quite a bass player, and quite a conductor as well.
Oh, wow.
And as a matter of fact, one of our favorite highlights is saying he was quite good friends with Giuseppe Verdi.
Uh-huh.
And Bottesini conducted the premiere of Aida.
Very interesting. I'm getting all this musical history here that I didn't know about. That's very interesting. I love stuff like that. I know the audience loves it, too. It's really very interesting. And so one or two things, then, that you noticed differently by a composer who plays the instrument rather than a composer writing for an instrument they don't know?
Part of it is the things kind of lay a little bit better playing-wise.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine
that. The passage work seems to work a little easier. Yeah. The Bottesini is a lot of arpeggios, but they're all usually the same arpeggios, and the harmonics are usually pretty easy to figure out because he played them all.
Right.
Some of the non-bass player composer things we play, they tend to get to be a little bit, sometimes you have a hard time figuring out how to make it work or how to make it play. Or
I've sung songs like that.
Yeah, it gets to be a bit of a challenge.
I gotcha.
The voicing between the instruments gets a little different when it's not a bass player composer.
Right, yes. Well, I do want to talk a little bit more to Grace for a moment here. Grace, you are the pianist with the Louisville Orchestra, and just tell us about what some of the other things that you've been doing. We always like to hear about that.
Oh, the lengthy list of jobs a musician does during a living. but I do play with the orchestra on occasion. I teach on the faculty at IU Southeast.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wonderful.
A number of other things. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of freelancing.
Well, as a good pianist that you are, that's wonderful. And thank you guys for being here. So we're going to go back to the program.
Right.
And this time it's a French composer. And again, these composers I'm not familiar with very much. Nicolas Charles Labreau, born in 1810. And this is, the Le Quatrième Morceau de Concert, which is French for the fourth piece of a concert, a fourth concert piece by right. Mr. Labreau.
Labreau was ended up being a professor of double bass at the Paris Conservatory. And we have run across quite a few pieces like the Labreau that literally were written as a graduation test piece for the students. Now, considering the Labreau was around the beginning of the 1800s, this was part of Labreau's claim to fame is he was the first professor at the conservatory in Paris who taught how to play on a four-string instrument.
Oh, interesting.
So, but considering that this was probably done originally on a bass with gut strings and not even wound gut, just plain gut strings, and probably not with a modern bow.
Yeah.
And this is a graduation piece.
You can imagine what it sounded like.
Yeah, you can imagine.
I'm sure the intonation.
The students running for cover when they said, "You have to play this."
Yeah, run for the hills. That's very interesting. Okay, so here is the New Millennium Duo. We have double bassist Robert Dox and pianist Grace Ball Bennett here on Lunchtime Classics at Classical 90.5.
Thank you.
That was the music by French composer Nicolas Charles Labraud, born in 1810. The fourth morceau de concert, or the fourth concert piece here. Wonderful. And played here by the New Millennium Duo, and that's Robert Dock's double bass and Grace Bobbitt at the piano. And this is Lunchtime Classics here on Classical 90.5. As we go now to another composer who also was a bassist, Giuseppe Maria Marangoni. And you want to tell us a little bit about these two pieces? They're going to play them back to back. There's a Fantasia and Polacca, and then the second one is a Tarantella.
Well, actually, one of the things we found in our exploration of the double bass literature is how many of the pieces seem to us to be almost operatic in concept. I think you'll find that with both of these pieces. I don't know if it's because double bassists spend so much of their time playing the foundation for opera or they wrote what they had in their ear. I have no idea. But both of these pieces seem very much to us to be almost miniature operas.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, so we have then right now two pieces, Fantasia and Polacca, and then the Tarantella by Giuseppe Maria Marangoni. This is the New Millennium Duo performing here. Robert Dock's on the double bass, and the pianist is Grace Bobbitt on Classical 90.5.
Thank you.
And that was the New Millennium Duo performing the music of Giuseppe Maria Marangoni. That was the Fantasy in Polacca and then the Tarantella, or the Dance of the Tarantula. Yes, I agree. Mini operas. Holy cannoli. Wow. Very great music there. We're going to end the program now with a beautiful piece by Giovanni Bottesini. We've had a Danish composer, a French composer, and a couple of Italian composers on this program, all of whom were double bassists, writing for this instrument so well. This is an elegy by Giovanni Bottesini, and I'm looking forward to hearing this piece. And is it as virtuosic as the others, or a little bit more subdued? A little more subdued. It's an elegy, after all. Here is the New Millennium Duo. Robert Dox is the double bassist with pianist Grace Baugh Bennett. That piece was called Elegy by Giovanni Bottesini. Well, this is the conclusion of our Lunchtime Classics today, featuring the New Millennium Duo, and that's double bassist Robert Docks and Grace Bob Bennett. And they're on this mission to explore and expand the available literature for double bass and piano. And all the composers on today's program were double bassists. Thank you all for coming, and thank you, Grace and Robert. Wonderful program.